Joining us from State Police is Sergeant John Perrine. Sergeant, could just go ahead and tell us what happened this morning on I-70 near Keystone and Rural.
Yeah, certainly an unusual thing to close an interstate down, but a piece of construction equipment, an excavator actually, was working in the construction zone and struck some power lines that were in the area and knocked those power lines down across the entire interstate. One car hit those power lines. Fortunately, there was no injuries, but the interstate did have to be closed because those were live power lines laying on the ground.
So the excavator accidentally knocked them down? Is that what I'm getting here?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, certainly wasn't on purpose, but just working in the area, had the boom up too high on the excavator and got into the power lines.
Is the person who hit the power lines okay?
Yeah, there were no injuries, fortunately, in this. Just a lot of delays for a lot of people this morning.
And is everything in the area on I-70 back open?
It is. We still have troopers on scene conducting a crash investigation. The car that hit the power lines is actually a crash, so they're investigating that. But everything is open, all the lanes, both directions.
I'm assuming the car has quite substantial damage.
Yeah, there is enough damage. The vehicle has to be towed.
Is there really no other immediate threat there other than you guys just investigating the crash?
Right. As of right now, there's nothing. They've got the lines cleared out of the roadway, and we just have a couple troopers there waiting for a tow truck to get the car cleared.
Just for people who are in the maybe not be as familiar with this part of the area, how much construction is going on there?
Well, that's a major construction zone through there. We have significant lane closures and a lot of work going on. So typically a congested area during rush hour, and certainly doesn't help when we have to close the interstate in both directions.
What advice would you give to motorists this morning?
As always, just be patient. Understand that our number one priority is the safety of everybody involved, and second to that is getting that road open. And so we worked as fast as we could to get that road open, but we just have to make sure we do it safely.
All right, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just asking for people's patience if they're stuck in the traffic and understand that they're going to be moving very soon.
All right, State Police Sergeant John Perrine. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.